a blues legend, was laid to rest in South Haven, Mississippi this week. Milton Campbell, better known as Little Milton, was a legend of the Delta Blues, a self-taught guitarist with a voice that really made you believe what he had to say.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
That's Grits Ain't Groceries from 1969. Little Milton died of a brain aneurysm at the Delta Medical Center in Memphis this week. He was 70, but still touring and recording music. His most recent album was this year's Think of Me. Isaac Hayes was at Little Milton's bedside and attended the funeral. He joins us from Memphis. Mr. Hayes, thanks so much for being with us.
How are you doing, Scooter?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. Just fine. What was Little Milton like? What do you remember?
Well, you know, I remember, long before I met him, I was a fan. He was around Memphis, Tennessee when I was doing my early years, you know, doing the children's circuit gigs and stuff. And I heard his recordings, and nobody said anything negative about Milton. Milton was always a gentleman, and he had smarts about him. He had business sense. And, of course, his talent, you know, goes without saying. Mm. He was a writer, he was a musician, he was a singer. He was all of that put together. He's what a lot of us wanted to be. Mm. And when I had the pleasure of meeting him, yeah, he was not snobbish. He's very warm, kind of quiet at times. I came out of Juke's room one time and just met him standing outside like he was meditating. He just impressed me as a very serious man. Mm. But he was a lot of fun, too. When I first heard that Milton had been stricken, I went to his bedside. Yeah. And, you know, I talked to him. You know, I hear a lot of times that helps. And I just told him how I felt about him. And, man, you got a gig to do. Get up out of that bed. You know, yeah, things like that. Of course, you know, God above all, he had another plan. He plucked that flower. But he did his tour here on Earth, and like they said at his film, he's up in heaven now with Albert King and those guys. You know, probably said Luther's probably doing his vocalizing up there. You know?
Yeah. May I ask what the funeral was like this week?
Oh man, the funeral was awesome. They had a march downtown, just like, you know, like those funerals they do in New Orleans.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Memphis turned out. I never heard blues played in a church before, but it was a celebration. I mean, as it should be.
What we just heard, Grits Ain't Groceries. Is there sometimes joy in the blues that?
Oh yeah, there's always joy in the blues because that's what the blues is all right is about. You know, I used to have someone who meant the whole world to me, but left me with someone else. Yeah. Broke my heart, left me in misery. But ever since that night, the blues always been a part of me. When she left me, she gave me the blues. It's the last thing I thought I could use. I'm so glad she left me, glad she gave me the blues. If she never would have left me, I never would have found someone like you. So positive came out of the negative.
Mr. Hayes, it's just been such a pleasure to talk to you. I can't thank you enough for taking the time.
All right, Scooter.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks.
All right, man, you have a wonderful day.
And you too, sir.
Okay.
She left me. I'm glad she gave me the blues. You see, I'm grateful to the blues. It was the blues that brought me to you. Yeah. You see, if she'd never given me the blues, I never would have found someone sweet like you. That's why I can say, y'all. Hey, hey, the blues is all right. Hey, hey, the blues is all right.
And special thanks to WPFW in Washington, D.C. for their recording of The Blues Is All Right.
Every day and night, I just gotta say it again, y'all help me.